Mexican human rights activists say that the recent discovery of a mass grave in Ciudad Juarez containing the bodies of 12 men, apparently murdered by police, recalls government practices from the so-called Dirty War of the 1970s. That was when the Mexican government unleashed a campaign of terror against suspected guerrillas and political opponents. More than 3 years ago, newly elected President Vicente Fox promised to make human rights violations a relic of Mexico's past. Fox appointed a special prosecutor to bring the authors of the Dirty War to justice. But despite an ongoing investigation, no punishments have been handed out. And human rights advocates charge the administration's pledges are in danger of not being fulfilled. Kent Patterson reports.
Retired school teacher Ernesto Ontiveros is the president of AFEDEM, Mexico's Relatives Association of Detained and Disappeared Persons and Victims of Human Rights Violations. AFEDEM is waging a campaign on behalf of hundreds of people who are believed to have been disappeared by the Mexican government for political reasons. Most of the cases are from the 1970s. Ontiveros says the Fox administration took a step forward recently when it issued arrest warrants for former officials who carried out the so-called Dirty War, including one-time Federal Security Directorate heads Miguel Nasser and Luis de la Barrera. But he says that so far, the Fox administration has stopped short of prosecuting the Dirty War's suspected architects.
Porque recordemos que los cerebros de todos.
Let's remember that the masterminds of all the atrocities in Mexico, the forced disappearances, tortures, and deaths, were the presidents of the Republic. Of course, with important people who were under their orders. Until now, they've only called in former presidents López Portillo and Echeverría Álvarez to testify, but they still haven't tried them. Why not? Because there still isn't sufficient evidence. And who could give this evidence? The people who were below them, like Nazar Haro.
Nazar Haro and three other former police officials suddenly dropped out of sight late last year when it became apparent arrest warrants would be issued for them. One of the wanted men then suffered an unexpected death. AFEDEM and other human rights activists contend that the flight of the elderly fugitives is but the latest missed opportunity in investigations that have yet to result in anyone going to jail. Perhaps the most important center of the Dirty War probes is in the town of Atoyac in Guerrero State, a flashpoint of guerrilla resistance that began in the 1960s and even continues to this day. Local residents and activists say as many as 400 people or more might have been picked up by the security forces in the surrounding region and disappeared.
Y justamente la peleación es una de esas armas.
Hejarjina Landa takes a break to talk in her Atoyac office. Landa represents a special prosecutor's office for crimes against social and political movements of the past, which was set up by President Fox to investigate and prosecute the Dirty War cases. Although many non-governmental organizations criticize a special prosecutor's track record, Landa says the investigations are making headway. She insists they are doing all they can to bring human rights violators to justice in a delicate political situation.
Cuando siente que hay algo que verás, poco a poco se va abriendo.
The people are assessing how we act here, and in the process of all this, we're trying to say this is for real. At the very least, our chief special prosecutor, Carrillo Preto, is risking everything to carry out his work. He's a man of integrity, with intelligence and good qualities, and this makes us optimists that we can do it. We try to stress what we can do instead of what we can't do, because if one starts to think of all the obstacles, it gives one fear, no?
Nonetheless, Landa's office in Atoyac is suffering a credibility crisis. Key informant Zacarias Barrientos was recently murdered, and the story took a strange twist when Landa's principal community liaison was accused by local authorities of plotting the murder, allegedly because of a senior citizen's love triangle gone sour. Human rights advocates like AFEDEM claim that 80-year-old Isias Martinez and four other suspects were tortured by Guerrero State Police into falsely confessing Barrientos' murder. The activists charge that the frame-up could be designed to protect the real authors of mass kidnappings and murders. They are demanding the release of the five suspects, saying their jailing represents a return to a dirty war that is supposed to be over. In Atoyac, one name is frequently mentioned, Mario Arturo Acosta Chaparro. He is a former Mexican military officer who is accused of spearheading mass disappearances, like the one carried out in 1974 in the village of El Rincón de las Parotas. Mariano Riva claims to have witnessed the raid led by Acosta Chaparro.
The government arrived early on the morning of October 1st and began to surround the town so nobody could leave. By the morning, they had everyone in the basketball court.
Some longtime residents say as many as 11 people were then carted off by Mexican soldiers. Acosta Chaparro resurfaces later on, and in some surprising places.
I have a brother that's missing since 98, along with 9 other people that disappeared the same night. I've been constantly trying to locate him through legal means, and we just don't get any help from our U.S. government or the Mexican government.
Patricia Garibay is the sister of Jorge Garibay, a U.S. citizen who vanished 6 years ago in Ciudad Juarez after he was abducted by men claiming to be police officers. Garibay's disappearance is one of many violent incidents connected to the organized drug trade along the U.S.-Mexico border. U.S. officials believe Acosta Chaparro had a hand in the carnage during the 1990s. Garibay.
Mr. Vicente Carrillo, one of our local cartel leaders, is protected by Mexican military. So, I mean, the Mr. Chaparro and all of them were involved in helping him bring in the drugs, distribute drugs, and also get rid of their enemies. So I believe that he's also involved in some are disappeared.
In a startling admission, the Mexican military declared nearly 2 years ago that Acosta Chaparro and another dirty war veteran, General Quiroz Hermosillo, were responsible for the earlier murders of 143 detainees during the 1970s. Yet neither man has been tried for crimes related to either the dirty war or the more recent narcotics-related disappearances. Instead, both are serving moderate prison sentences for drug offenses at a Mexican army base.
Mire, es que son muy astutos. Son muy astutos.
AFEDEM's Ernesto Ontiveros worries that what might be called the Pinochet syndrome will undermine the dirty war investigations.
Otra. De que los presuntos culpables envejezcan.
Another thing is that the alleged perpetrators grow old. And since they are old men, a question arises on human rights grounds. How can you try them? What happened to Pinochet? They couldn't do anything to him, and he continues right along just like a spring chicken. All these people who are responsible for forced disappearances, tortures, and deaths are hoping that they will be tried after they get old or die.
For Common Ground, I'm Kent Patterson in Mexico.